Union are united here to stay.
But we're having fun here today. I'm going to take a moment here and start doing a little bit of logistics about how Tate is going to go. All right, not as fun as what you just had, but let's talk it through a little bit. Y'all know we're marching across the Brooklyn Bridge. And y'all know when we get there, we're taking over City Hall Park. And you're going to hear from another wonderful lineup of speakers when we get there. One of the things I just want to point out now, in case anyone needs to start thinking about it, if you are in a wheelchair, or you're pushing a baby carriage, or you have trouble negotiating stairs, you are going to have to exit, when we tell you, out the back of the plaza. There will be a way that you can get up there on a ramp. Everyone else is taking stairs. We're taking it slow. We're taking it easy. We're loving each other and being our good pro-choice friends. And we're getting ourselves to Manhattan in a big, solid, fun, peaceful, loving, great group. Now here's my question. Who was in D.C. in April? Who was part of 1.1 million strong? We took over that town. We took over that mall. We were the largest march ever. No one's seen anything like it. And let me remind you all this. None of us got arrested. Why? Because we are the peaceful, loving side of this movement. We are the ones that make sure we take care of each other. And we will do that today. We will do that again, and we are proud to say that that is who we are. This movement, our movement, has seen too much violence. Our movement has seen too many good people who do this for a living lost. We know that we are the people that say we are pro-life. I don't say that lightly. We are the ones that fight, and we today march for women's lives, and we don't say that lightly. So let's do it again. Who's going to give me another chant here? Let's try getting into one of these. Where are those pro-choice cheerleaders I saw before? You guys are going to have to get up there and help us on this one. Let's do it. Our bodies, our lives, our right to decide. 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 Can they hear you in Madison Square Garden? Our bodies, our lives, our right to decide. Our bodies, our lives, our right to decide. We decide, not them. It's our choice, not theirs. A few more folks that got together. A wonderful group that works to educate the next young women coming up into this movement, the Pro-Choice Education Project. The Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States are seeking to make sure that that information is out there. And a wonderful collective of women of color groups, Sister Song. I now get the opportunity of bringing up a woman who is a wonderful fighter for this movement, an incredible fighter for this cause. She's with the New York Civil Liberties Union Reproductive Rights Project. When we have to go to court, she's the one who has our back. When they try and take away the rights that we know are ours, she is there. Please welcome Rebecca Diller.
Good morning. We are here today to send a message, and it's got to reach all the way to Madison Square Garden. New York is pro-choice. We oppose your anti-woman policies. And we oppose the attack on the whole range of our civil liberties and civil rights. We're here to tell President Bush to stop playing politics with our health. Just 2 days ago, yet another judge sitting in a courthouse across the river struck down the Bush-Ashcroft attempt to ban abortions. And he struck it down because it threatens women's health. This ban is just a piece of the attack on reproductive freedom, because it's an attack on contraception, it's an attack on STD and HIV prevention, it's an attack on real sex education, giving kids the information they need to protect themselves. It's also an attack on science. The FDA won't let emergency contraception go on the drugstore shelves. This is despite the fact that every expert says that's where it belongs. Don't our lives and our health deserve a little more? And that's why we're marching today. We're here together to stand for reproductive rights, to stand for access to health care, and to stand for justice. We're here because we don't want our country to send police into the doctor's office when a woman needs an abortion. We don't want this any more than we want the government spying on us because we oppose their policies. Or any more than we want them limiting our right to protest. The NYCLU will stand together with all of you who stand for reproductive freedom and civil liberties. Together today, we will march to protect our health, defend the right to choose, and preserve all the other rights that we hold dear. Not the church, not the state, women must decide our fate. Not the church, not the state, women must decide our fate. Not the church, not the state, women must decide our fate. Not the church, not the state, women must decide our fate.
How many mothers do we have out there? How many daughters do we have out there? How many really proud pro-choice sons? And what about those dads? We gotta work with the dads. I've seen pro-choice dogs.